In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wanted to talk to you about two points that are in St. Paul's epistle lesson that we read today. By the Holy Ghost, St. Paul tells us two things. The first thing that he says to us is that to be good Christians, to grow in Christ, to be true followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, we need to surrender our bodies to God. Paul specifically says our members, our arms, and our legs. Why does he say that in that way? Because we mustn't think of following our Lord as sort of a mentalistic or even primarily a spiritual thing. Where your body goes, your mind and your soul are going to go also. And sometimes the body leads the way. When Jesus called people to follow him and be his disciples, what did they do? They picked up and started walking, didn't they? That was one of the things he asked them to do. So we are to do that because we're to yield ourselves to the Father through and with our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are practical ways we can use this, can employ this in our daily lives. I have a small parish, so I don't always have a lot to do, and that means I can do less than I should. So sometimes I have to say to God, what do you want me to do next? Just to make sure that, to keep a check on my the use of my time. Now, some of you may have the opposite problem. You may be busy beyond words, beyond doing. But then even more perhaps than I, you have to say, Lord, what do you want me to do now? How can I yield myself to you now? What's the next chore that I have to do? I notice when I do this that the step that God takes me to play, asks me to take, is not a difficult one. Oh, I can do that. I can sit and work on that piece of stuff that needs to get taken care of. When I think of them in the abstract, it's like a big monster that I can't handle, that there's too much to do. But if I ask God what I should do next, it's not bad. His commandments are not grievous, as the Bible says. Finally, you may be in terrible sorrow or terrible distress. Something awful is, you're in the midst of it. You feel helpless. You're not sure where God is. Just ask him, Lord, what should I do next? What's my next step to take? He will be there with you and for you, and he will guide you into your next step. There's one other thing in today's epistle about this surrender of ourselves to God. St. Paul says here today, again by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, that there, in one sense, in this life that we live in, we do not have total freedom. The last people who had true moral freedom were Adam and Eve, okay? When they could still make a choice. We, because you and I are fallen creatures, we will tend towards sin, meaning we either become, as Paul says today, either slaves of sin or servants of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We all know that sin, at the age of most of us here, that sin is a cruel taskmaster. Much better to be following our Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul says that is the true freedom, to serve and to know God through his Son, our Lord and Savior. So those are our true choices, slaves of sin or servants of God. May God grant we make that right choice each day and through our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.